Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston man convicted of the murder of a Boston police detective could get his first taste of freedom in almost 22 years. The same judge that ordered a fourth trial for Sean Ellis has granted him bail. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The murder of Detective John Mulligan was investigated by a 50-person police task force. Before even taking up the question of releasing Sean Ellis from custody for the first time in 22 years, Judge Carol Ball wanted to explain her decision that Ellis deserves a new trial.
I worry that my decision in this case has, in the eyes of the public, reflected negatively on some very honest and honorable police officers.
Ball says although she has found that exculpatory evidence was kept from the defense, her decision should not impugn the reputations of all the police officers involved in his arrest and prosecution. The Suffolk County District Attorney is appealing the decision, arguing nothing that's been uncovered contradicts evidence that led to Ellis's conviction. For that reason, prosecutors wanted Ellis to remain held without bail. But defense attorney Rosemary Scapiccio successfully argued the only issue that matters in setting bail is whether a defendant will show up for trial.
If the Commonwealth wants to try this case again, we will win at trial. He has been fighting this conviction for 22 years. There's no reason for him not to show up.
The defense asked for $10,000 cash bail. His family has raised just enough to cover that. But Judge Ball set bail at $50,000. Still, Ellis's mother, Mary, was smiling.
I'm elated. I'm happy. The bail is quite high, but with God, nothing is impossible.
For the family of the murdered detective, approval of bail just compounds frustration over the awarding of a new trial 2 decades later. Richard Mulligan is John Mulligan's brother.
Sean Ellis has been in prison for 21 years. Big deal. He killed somebody. He shot him in the face 5 times. He ought to be in prison. He ought to be locked up for the rest of his life.
Ellis is being held at the Nashua Street Jail while his family tries to raise bail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.